السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that after the Jumma salat, then disperse in the land, seek the fazl of Allah, that is your risk and sustenance. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and make the zikr of Allah in abundance so that you may get falah, so that you may get success. Zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the fazail, the virtues, there are so many, but one fazilat is sufficient for us to make the zikr of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says, Fazkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. When a person is remembering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is remembering him. If he is remembering him in a gathering of human beings, Allah remembers him in a gathering of angels. So the thing is that Allah does not benefit from our zikr, from our remembrance. It is we who are the beneficiaries. Now this afternoon, when we are having the Salatul Kusuf, then one hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was related to this incident, that when Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was found in the masjid making salah, and people started rushing towards the masjid, children, adults, old and young, they left their jobs, they left their work, they left their occupation, and they went to the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a very, very lengthy salat in which he recited Surah Baqarah. And because the people did not expect, they did not know how long that salat was going to take, so some of the young people or some of the old people even collapsed. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated by his action that when anything of this nature occurs, then hasten towards salat. Connect yourself with Allah Ta'ala. But he made the aqeedah very clear that it doesn't happen because of somebody's death or somebody's birth or any other incident of that nature. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system, the earth, the moon, the sun, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got a certain cause for them. Sometimes the sun, sometimes the moon comes between the sun and the earth, sometimes the earth comes between the moon and the sun. It carries on. But because it is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, looking at what could happen if Allah ta'ala suddenly desires and wishes to keep it in perpetual darkness, then nobody can bring light. Nobody can move that sun, that earth away from there, or that moon away from there. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who controls it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the point that I am trying to bring across to you, which just came to mind, is that there was a dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making. And that is actually what has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the istighfar and the dua and all he was making. So he was tearing, he was weeping in his salat, in his sajda also. And he was saying, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They're saying, oh Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, I'm giving you an explanation, that you have mentioned in the Quran Sharif that you will not punish them. You will not send your azab upon them. You will not destroy them with your punishment, as long as you, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is amongst them. That means as long as you are amongst them, Allah ta'ala will not bring about the kind of destruction that he brought upon the people of the past, the Aad, the Samud, Fir'aun, Qawm Lut, etc., where the entire community was destroyed, villages were destroyed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala drowned all those who obeyed Fir'aun. So Allah ta'ala will not bring an azab of that kind as long as you are amongst them. In other words, your rahmat is so much that these people who are kuffar and mushrikeen, they too won't suffer that kind of azab like those suffered in the past because of your presence amongst them. And the second thing that Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah ta'ala is not going to send his azab, is not going to punish them, is not going to destroy them, is not going to bring that kind of halakat upon them as he brought upon the nations of the past, until they go on making istighfar. Until they go on making istighfar. Keep on repenting, keep on seeking forgiveness. Although they are sinful, and not only sinful, they are from the mushrikeen, they are from the kuffar. Therefore, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayh, in his explanation, in his sharah, he says that إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ. That if this istighfar, which they were making in their own way, if it can benefit those who are kuffar, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ, then how is it that this istighfar cannot benefit those who are mu'mineen and abrar? ND 76323, ND 482621. Urgently, please remove your cards. 76323482621. So if this istighfar and tawbah can benefit those kuffar, then why would it not benefit those who are mu'mineen, those who are the righteous mu'mineen? So you can see how much of weight there is in istighfar and tawbah. Like some people think, what is this every week we are making tawbah and we break our tawbah too. But still, the thing is that when we are making the tawbah, if it is our intention, we will never go back to those sins again. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will one day inshallah bring in our life that himmat and that courage that we won't go back to them. How many people have finally given up those sins because they realized that there was no happiness, it did not bring them any peace and joy, and when they tried and tested connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they found such enjoyment, such peace, such contentment and satisfaction that they did not want to return to those sins again. So this istighfar and tawbah must continue no matter how weak we may be, no matter how much of sins in our lives, but make sincere tawbah and make an effort also in that direction. I've mentioned many times that with that verbal tawbah, with the istighfar that we make with our tongues, but make that effort also in that direction. We must start making some effort immediately, especially when it comes to our dealings with people, or if we are holding back the properties and estates of widows, orphans, then get that himmat and that courage that in our lifetime we want to sort it out. We want to give those people what is due to them so that we leave this world with a clean slate. But if we make that little effort, Allah Ta'ala will give barakat, He will give plenty of blessings. Hazrat Maulana Mujaddidi Millat Ashraf Ali Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that lots of people think that Buzrugo ki ek nazar se sab kaam ho jayega. Finish. We don't have to do anything. One nazar the Buzrug will make. Finish. After that we will reach the heavens. See, if it was like that, then whose nazar could have been better than the nazar of Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Whose nazar could have been better than the nazar of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and the Sahabas? But look at the effort that they had to make. They too had to make an effort. Yet Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have just held the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif and made dua. Everybody must come away to Islam, and everybody's Islam must be made, and everybody's tazkiyah must be made. Finish. Whose dua could have been more powerful than his? Wow. So his dua, his tawajjuh, his nazar, those are all assistance. It will assist, it will help, they are means. But the effort the person will have to make himself. But these things will give him that courage, it will help him, it will give him barakat in his effort, and it will assist him in his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says that susti ka ilaj hai chusti. That's all. He said there's nothing else. Susti ka ilaj hai chusti. Susti means laziness. So what is the ilaj of that? It's not just waiting for some nazar of some buzruk. The ilaj of that is chusti. Get up, get into action. Himmat is such a thing that it makes a person move mountains. Now this comrade marathons. Now 80 kilometers or 90 kilometers a person runs. What is it that makes the person run? That himmat, that whether it's winter or summer, but he's exercising, he's preparing, and he gets up and he's making the effort to reach his goal. So many things people have done. What is it that makes them do it? Himmat, courage. So if courage has made people do so many things in the world, a little courage just to give up sins, what is so difficult? A little courage to get up for Fajr Salat, to make namaz with Jamaat, or to fast in Ramadan, give zakat, go for Hajj, stay away from haram, stay away from the gambling dens, from the cinemas, theaters, just a little courage, and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives after that. He'll open the road, He'll make it easy. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, because those people who have tasted that enjoyment in this giving up of sins and connecting themselves with Allah Ta'ala, they definitely would not want to go back to those evil days, because they have tasted the both. They realized that they were restless during those days of sinning, and now Allah Ta'ala has given them peace and sukoon in their hearts. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Qalb o jaan ko tu us dar pe abad kar, اور سکون دلو جان کو خلاد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دلو جان کو خلاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے، میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है, बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो, बहुत ही गफलत शियार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर, बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही, बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा। गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह। जब सांस लो में हो जाए जारी, अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر اے اللہ ہم گندے یہاں جمع ہوئے ہیں اے اللہ ہم اپنے ہاتھ تیرے سامنے پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں او اللہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک سروینٹس آف یورز او اللہ وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک سروینٹس آف یورز وی ہیو کم او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ ود آل اور بیگیج آف سنز ود اس او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ وی آر ایکسٹینڈنگ دس بیگنگ بولز بیفور یو یو آر رحیم مائی اللہ یو آر کریم مائی اللہ یو آر ستار مائی اللہ یو آر غفار مائی اللہ Oh, my beloved Allah, my most compassionate, kind, forgiving Allah, my loving, caring Allah, my beloved Allah. Ha, mere Allah, we are not extending our hands before human beings. Oh Allah, we are extending them before you. Oh Allah, you are seeing everything, you are hearing everything, you know everything. Oh Allah, you have the power to fulfill all our wishes and desires. Oh Allah, you have the power to forgive. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before you and begging of you, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, all over the world we are suffering because of our a'mal. But oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of sinners. Ya Allah, we are extending these dirty, filthy hands of ours before you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we know that we have got mountains of sins. But oh Allah, if man can make a dynamite stick which can blow up the huge mountains, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up these mountains of sins of ours? Oh Allah, just with your glance of forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or the darkness of nights. Oh Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, what belong to us? Nothing belong to us. Everything is a gift of yours. Our gaze, our sight is a gift of yours. Our hearing a gift of yours. Our speech a gift of yours. Our heart, liver and lungs all functioning, it's a gift of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, when strength and energy comes into our body after eating the food provided by you, we use that strength and energy to do all haram. Hey, mere Allah, tera hi diya hua khana kha karke, teri hi nafarmani. Hey Allah, food provided by you and your disobedience. Oh Allah, drink provided by you and your disobedience. Oh Allah, sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver, lungs, all functioning in your disobedience. Hey, mere Allah, hum kitne namak haram ho chuke hai. Lekin mere Allah, tu bata ke tere siwa hamara kon hai. Oh Allah, we know that we are sinful, but who is there for us besides you? Oh Allah, the whole world can turn away their nigah and their glance from us. Oh Allah, but if you turn away your glance of rahmat, then we will be completely destroyed. Oh Allah, tu teri nigah rahmat humse mat pher. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummat of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, we all are in need of your assistance and your help. Ya Allah, we cannot live without you. We cannot do anything without you. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Become ours, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain far from you? Allah, what have we gained in distancing ourselves from you? Nothing but misery in our lives. nothing but restlessness in our hearts, nothing but anxiety, nothing but worries and concerns. Ey Vere Allah, give us the taste and enjoyment of your closeness. Ey Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat, bless us with your yaqeen, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. O Allah, bless us with the sabr and shukr. Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Ey mere pyare khuda, tera qurb naseeb farma, teri muhabbat naseeb farma, tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Ey Allah, teri aisi marifat naseeb farma ke jo tere ahlullah ko diya karta hai. Ey Allah, make us so close to you and so close to your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness. Bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Bless us with prosperity, O my Allah. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of weakness to that of health. O Allah, change the conditions of weakness to that of strength. Ya Allah, change the condition of sickness to that of shifa. Ya Allah, change the condition of sickness to that of good health. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Cure us of all our ailments and our diseases. Ey Allah, tere khazane mein koi kami nahi. Tera khazana unlimited hai, O my beloved Allah. Your treasures are unlimited, O my Allah. If you have to fulfill the desires of each and every one on this earth, O Allah, nothing will diminish or nothing will decrease from your treasures. Ya Allah, we are seeking respect and honor from your treasures. We are seeking halal risk and sustenance from your treasures. O Allah, so many people are in financial difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Provide for each and everyone plentiful of halal from your treasures. Why should we even think of haram, O my Allah? What shortage and what shortage is there in your treasures? Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk from your treasures. O Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. O Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them happiness and joy. O my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. O my beloved Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. And those whom you have blessed with children, make those children righteous and pious. Make them obedient to the parents and to you, O my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, make them obedient to you. Ya Allah, so many parents, they are crying, the children are gone on drinks, they are gone on drugs, they are gone on other kinds of vices. Ey Allah, they have distanced themselves from their parents. O Allah, bring them back on the track. Ya Allah, unko sirat-e-mustaqim par dobara qaim farma. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one to give us hidayat except you. Ya Allah, we want hidayat, we want guidance. Ey Allah, agar tu hamara nahi, to kuch bhi hamara nahi. Agar ik tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Elahi me tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Elahi me tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, some people are seeking some things from you, others are seeking other things from you, but we are seeking you from you. Ey mere Allah, we are seeking you from you. Ey Allah, we want you to become ours. Ya Allah, if you are ours, our life will become pleasant on this earth. Ey Allah, will become pleasant in the grave, it will become pleasant in the akhirah. Ey Allah, we want you to become ours. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. Oh my Allah, we are seeking you from you day and night. Oh Allah, how long is nafs and shaitan going to keep us away from you? Give us the taste and the enjoyment in your closeness, oh my beloved Allah. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, before the time of departure comes from this world, oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the coffin is put over our bodies, Ya Allah, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Oh Allah, before the ghusl of mayyit is given to our bodies, let us take the ghusl of tawbah, oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere Allah, ghusl mayyit se pehle pehle ghusl tawbah ki tawfiq ata farma. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم خطاکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، سب کچھ ہے، لیکن میرے اللہ بندے تو تیرے ہیں. اے اللہ بندے تو تیرے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کر جائے کہاں؟ اے اللہ بندے تیرے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے جائے کہاں؟ تیرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے میرے، اے اللہ تیرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے. اے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some casino. Don't let the angel of death extract our soul in some cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us glued some filthy television program or some filthy magazine or novel in our hands. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a state that we are popping drugs into our mouths. Ya Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, we have to die and leave this world one day. So many janazas have proceeded towards the graveyards. Ek din hamara janaza bhi kahin chalega. Ya Allah, aisi halat mein hame maut de ke jab hum jaye to haste hue chale jaye. Let us die in a state that we leave this world happily and with a smile, and the people behind us remain crying. Oh Allah, let it not be such that we go away crying, and the people behind us get happy that we departed from this world. Allah, give us such akhlaq in our lives. Bless us with such characters, such moral behavior. Bless us with such transactions. And Allah, bless us with such nobility in our lives that when we depart from this world, O Allah, you are pleased with us. Allah, ay mere Allah, jab maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar, شہادت کی موت مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر، اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روزے مبارک پر، with الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ on our lips, oh Allah, take us from this world. اے میرے اللہ، you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of everyone that has gathered here and our sisters at the madrasa. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the desires. Whatever we have asked, O Allah, bless us with that. And whatever good desires are in the hearts of each and everyone that is here, Ya Allah, bless them with. Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Ya Allah, sab ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Sab ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Sab ko khushi naseeb farma. Sehat ata farma. Aafiyat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our family, barakat in our time, barakat in our health. Oh Allah, bless us with barakat in our wealth. Oh my Allah, save us and protect us from the fitnas of this world, from the fitnas of the qabr, from the fitnas of the akhirat. Protect us from the fitnas of the dajjal. Ya Allah, we are being lashed by storms of fitna from all sides. اے اللہ، ہم جدھر بھی دیکھتے ہیں فتنے ہی فتنے نظر آ رہے ہیں. اے اللہ، ہم کدھر جائے؟ Protect us from all the fitnas of my beloved Allah. یا اللہ، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، so much of duas he made in his entire life for us. یا اللہ، bless us with all the goodness that he asked. All the goodness that he asked, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our children with that goodness, the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and vices and evil that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect our brothers and sisters, protect our parents, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqaho ki aur mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma, tasneef o taaleef ki mehnat qubool farma. Oh Allah, protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Protect masjid aqsa, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, masjid aqsa ki tu hifazat farma. Ay Allah, pure falastin ki musalmano ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, yahudi zalim ke haath ko tu rok le, ya to unko hidayat de de یا ان کو ہلاک کر دے. اے میرے پیارے خدا, جہاں کہیں مسلمانوں کو ستایا جا رہا ہے, اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ایکسپٹ اور دعاز ود وسیلہ آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انك انت التواب الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی, يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.